Beloved family, so very dear to the heart of Jesus, God writes straight with crooked lines. Follow with your feet in his footsteps, and you will attain to the goal of true holiness. Forsake your road maps, crucify your self-will, and follow him alone. Worship was so good today, and my heart longs to be with him in heaven. Oh, Lord, I just want to stay there with you. He replied, now you're getting the right idea. This is where you belong, my bride. This is where your music must spring from, truly. Thank you for coming back to the charism I've chosen for you. Do you think you can hold on to it now? Oh, Lord, I've been so flighty. I've wasted a lot of time. That is true, but I have used all of it anyway. It just wasn't the pinnacle of who I created you to be. Now that you see more clearly the demon forces aligned against me through you, do you think you can sustain your true destiny? Lord, I know I can do it as long as you're with me. My people, I have so much more for you that you're not expecting. It all requires you to climb the stepladder of obedience. The enemy is very clever at seeking out your hidden, vulnerable points. He has had thousands of years of practice, so you are no puzzle to him. He reads you like a book and sets you up like a deer for dinner. The only way you can avoid his jaws is obedience, unwavering, untiring, blind obedience, without a thought for your own concerns. You see, he uses your concerns, your attachments, your fears and ambitions to lead you off course. It's taken a long time to return you to what I have always wanted for you, Claire. Now that you are here, hold on to it for dear life, so I may increase you and train you up. He drives you like a race car and moves you wherever he will to keep from arriving at your destiny. Truly, his main sphere of operation is to distract souls away from their destinies and keep them searching for what I've already given them. It is like the friar who came to the monastery and was given a cross. He carried that cross for years, and it became too heavy for him. So he went to the abbot and asked for a new one. He was taken into the warehouse and shown the entire inventory of crosses, even allowed to try each cross on to see how it fit. Disappointed, he began to leave, and there at the door he saw a cross that looked perfect for him. He tried it out, and it fit like something tailor-made just for him. Satisfied, he stepped towards the door smiling. The abbot said to him, brother, you know that is the cross you walked in with. And he realized that the cross he had been given was perfect for him, but being tired of that cross, he sought another. In the end, he realized his foolishness and wanting something different and apologized, saying, forgive me, Father. In pride, I thought I could make a better choice than you. Now I see my folly and presumption. Please forgive me. The abbot replied, my son, I forgive you. Understand that God in his wisdom guided me to give it to you. All the novices that come here go through the very same ordeal in their self-will and pride. They look at other crosses and find them attractive, rejecting what was given under holy obedience. But rather than contend with them, I allow them to wear every cross in the warehouse until they discover the one they left at the door fit them perfectly. This is why God led you here, so that you would learn to abandon the purse of your own opinion and self-will. Do not fret. Soon you will outgrow this cross, and God shall give you another to carry in your journey to holiness. And that was the end of his message. And I just want to say that's what we do here on the mountain. We learn to detach ourselves from our own will and to embrace God's will, to discern God's will and to embrace it. You can't embrace God's will if you can't hear from him. So first you have to learn to hear from him, and then you will embrace your cross and carry it, wanting always to carry it perfectly and not drag it behind you. So that's what the mountain is about. And I share this with you because this is a very important part of our life, to prepare us for the gifts that the Lord has for us. To be prepared, we have to patch up all the leaks in our vessel. Self-will, passion, distraction, it goes on and on. Once that vessel is fit to hold the Holy Spirit and the graces of God for your destiny, then he gives them to you, and you can walk into it without being snagged by the enemy. But there's a long process of dying that must go on first in order for you to be clean and clear enough to receive his cross and his cross alone, and to forsake your own will. And everything that is done according to Scripture. So the Lord bless you, dear family. I just wanted to share that this is so typical for what goes on here on the mountain. God bless you. Until we meet again, God loves you so much. Amen.